Now we want to discuss a different Monte Carlo method, which is sometimes used to compute at the same time results that can be applied to a wide beta interval. And in a sense, it's a method which can be used exactly as the multi-histogram methods. So for instance, imagine that we want to compute averages in an interval between beta 1 and beta r in a single run, not doing several runs at different temperatures and then combining the results using the multi-histogram method. So the idea of the umbrella sampling is that of performing simulations using a probability distribution which is not the usual one. It's not the canonical distribution, but rather is a linear combination of the canonical distributions. So the idea is that of using a probability distribution which is the sum with some coefficients alpha I of e to minus beta I h of x with a normalization 1 over z pi. So this is the distribution. The coefficients alpha I can in principle be anything as long as they are positive. One important property, of course, is that the alpha i's can be rescaled by a constant without changing the probability distribution. So if you rescale all alpha I by a constant lambda, the probability distribution doesn't change. And this tells us that, for instance, we can always set one of the alphas equal to 1 if we want. So we can set, for instance, alpha 1 equal to 1. Since pi of x is a probability, the sum over x of pi of x should be 1, and this allows you to prove quite easily that z pi is the sum over I of alpha I z I. It's enough that you made a summation and recognize that the sum over x of e to minus beta I x, the h, is nothing but the partition function z I, which is the partition function at inverse temperature beta I. One of the important questions is the optimality. What are the conditions that the beta I's and the alpha I's should satisfy so that we have a valid algorithm, an algorithm which provides us with information of everything in the interval beta 1, beta r. So there are two conditions that we'll discuss in more detail in the next lesson. One concerns the beta i's, and here the condition is exactly the same which is valid for the multi-histogram method and which is implied by, which is always true whenever you use derivating methods. The temperature should be finely spaced so that the typical configurations at temperature beta I overlap with those at the two neighboring temperatures, at temperatures, at inverse temperature, beta I plus 1 and beta I minus 1. Because if this does not occur, again, the system is not able to move from the typical configuration at temperature beta I to the typical configuration at the neighboring inverse temperatures. So this is the generic condition that should always be satisfied whenever you use reweighting methods. So the overlap of the distributions should be valid in the standard weighting method, in the multiple histogram method, and also it is also necessary for the umbrella sampling method. Then there is a second important condition that we will justify in the next lesson, which concerns the alpha I. So the alpha I should satisfy an important relation that the ratio between alpha I and alpha j should be approximately equal to the ratio between the partition function zj divided by zi. There is one important point that we should remark, that the algorithm is correct for any choice of the alpha i's as long as the alpha i's are positive. So you can choose any number, but the problem is that if the alpha i's are not chosen so that this condition is approximately satisfied, the algorithm in practice doesn't work. So we should choose the alpha I divided by alpha j in such a way that this condition is approximately correct, is approximately satisfied. This means that before using the umbrella sampling, you need to do, in any case, standard simulations at each of the beta i's, in such a way to get some statistics, some data. Then you use those data to estimate the ratios zi divided by zi plus 1 between neighboring inverse temperatures, and then you use those quantities to estimate the coefficients alpha I. Of course, if the runs you've done are not very long, your estimates of these ratios are not very precise, but still you get a reasonable algorithm. And in any case, it's a correct algorithm because it works whatever is the choice of your alpha i's. So this is the algorithm and the choice of the beta i's and of the alpha i's. But now, of course, we have to understand how to obtain canonical estimates from a simulation using the umbrella sampling. And here the trick is again the usual trick we use whenever using reweighting methods. So define f of pi of x, which is the sum over I of alpha I e to minus beta I h of x, so that the probability distribution that we use in the Monte Carlo simulation is simply f pi of x divided by z pi. So suppose we want to compute the average value of A at inverse temperature beta in the canonical ensemble, so we write it as sum over x of A of x e to minus beta h divided by the partition function, so divided by the sum of e to minus beta h. And then what we do, we introduce a factor f pi of x times 1 over f of pi of x, both in the numerator and the denominator, and in front of the sums, we add 1 over z pi. This allows us to rewrite the two sums as average values with respect to the probability distribution pi. So, average values with respect to the umbrella distribution. And so we obtain in this way the expression at page 2, formula 3, that shows that you can compute the average values of A with respect to the canonical distribution as average values with respect to the umbrella distribution of these two modified observables, A e to minus beta h divided by f pi, and e to minus beta h divided by f pi, one in the numerator and one in the denominator. The umbrella approach is indeed a very general approach and can be applied not only to canonical ensemble simulations, but to any simulation. And the idea is that you replace, imagine that you want to simulate something with respect to a set of probabilities pi I, then you replace the pi I's with some linear combination with coefficients AI, with the only condition that the AI's should be positive and their sum should be 1. The sum should be 1 because you want that the sum over x of pi of x should be 1. This is the condition that guarantees that pi of x is a probability. And of course, you can easily understand what is the relation between this new formula that we use here and the previous one. In the previous case, we were using the canonical distribution, so pi I was simply 1 over z I e to minus beta I h. And by simple insertion of this definition inside, you immediately see that AI is equal to ZI over Z pi multiplied by alpha I. And then we can see what the optimality condition too, the condition that the ratio of the alphas was related to the ratios of the partition function, implies for the A's. And you see that this condition is equivalent to the requirement that the ratio of the A's is approximately 1. So this means that the optimal distribution is obtained when you weight all probability distributions pi I in the same way. So there is equal, you give equal probability to each pi I, equal weight to each pi I. So all A's are identical, and of course, since their sum should be 1, this means that each of them should approximately be 1 over R. Now let's see how we implement the umbrella sampling method in a real Monte Carlo simulation. And again, we try to apply it to a system of monoatomic molecules. So suppose that the particles are in R1, Rm. We work exactly as in the canonical ensemble. So we perform a Metropolis update of one particle. So what we do? We choose one molecule, I. We can choose it either sequentially or randomly. In general, we prefer to do it sequentially. And then we propose a shift of the position of this molecule in a cubic box of size delta cube. And then we should accept, reject the move using our acceptance probability, which is the minimum of 1 and R. Again, the proposal here, the proposal matrix is symmetric, so R is simply the probability of the new configuration divided by the probability of the old configuration. The partition function 1 over z pi cancel between numerator and denominator, and so R is simply the sum with respect to I of alpha I e to minus beta I, the new energy divided by the same quantity in which we put the energy of the old configuration. So this is R. It's immediate to see that if the new energy is lower than the old energy, then R is larger than 1, simply because all terms in the numerator are larger than the corresponding terms in the denominator, and the alpha I's, remember, they are all positive. So in this case, you see that R is larger than 1. And so in this case, the move is accepted. So if the new energy is smaller than the old energy, you accept the move exactly as in the standard canonical Monte Carlo. Instead, if the new energy is larger than the old energy, in this case, you have really to compute R, and you accept the move with probability R.